This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Oh my gosh, look who we have here in the studio. Lounge, Sarah Bang.
Hi there.
Now I can say from the NCUA. Is that a proper thing to say?
Yes, it is a proper thing to say.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's been 18 months, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Right. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool when I saw that announcement come across the news wire.
Yeah.
So how has it been? I mean, let's just dive into that.
Yeah,
first.
How's it been?
Yeah, the last 18 months. You are senior advisor to NCUA Vice Chairman Kyle Houtman. So how is that? I mean, that's just super cool.
Yeah, well, there's two cool things about it. One, being at the NCUA, I mean, seriously, it is a thrill for me. But then also working for the vice chairman, Kyle Houtman, he is, as you probably have noticed, unlike anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, he's somebody you don't meet in regular life anyway. So, So, but being at the NCUA, honestly, you know, 35 years in credit unions, I thought I'd seen and done it all. And I figured, you know, this is my chance to give back a little bit.
Yeah,
I am learning so much. I am learning so much. And especially about how to communicate. And there are a lot of things that I'm learning at NCUA that I wish I had known
when I was out
in credit union world. And in fact, that's the one thing I hope I can get across to people at the NCUA. They are all wonderful people, and they all want to do the best they can for the credit union system and things like that. But there are things that people outside who don't understand, you know, and it's not a secret.
Can you share something with us?
When we ask for comments, so my best advice is, you know, if you feel you need to hire an attorney to write your comment letters for you, that's fine, but make sure that you write a letter in plain English.
Yes.
Seriously. And tell us, there have been times when we have seen comment letters, and I've been in this for 35 years, so there's not many subjects that I haven't seen at one point or another, but I see these, there was one comment letter where I had no idea. And I know I'm not the brightest, but I had no idea whether they wanted to do it or not. Didn't want to do
really?
It. Yeah.
The commentary was that vague. Huh?
Yeah. Well, it was that loaded with maybe the lawyers knew. I'm sure the lawyers knew, but no offense to my friends my lawyer friends, but plain English.
But you can go too far with that.
Right. Well, I would say the one thing that at the central office we could use more of is, NCUA, this is how it will impact not only my credit union, but my members. We just need to see more of that.
That would be
right.
I mean,
we try.
Pretty clear. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We try,
yeah.
But it's never as, you don't have as much impact. Unless you're a credit union telling that story.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Precisely. So, great message. Very practical stuff indeed.
Yes.
So what's the day in the life of Sarah Bang like as she laughs? So I'm just NCUA wise.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, how do you advise the vice chairman, and then what topics come up? And I mean, I know that's a really broad question,
but
what would share with us an example of how you guys would work together to get something done?
That's a pretty big question, and it really depends on the subject.
Okay.
But the reason Kyle hired me was because I had been on the other side of the examine table. And so the very first thing that we talk about is, you know, how do you think this is going to impact credit unions? And a lot of times I put on, even though I was never a credit union CEO, I put on a credit union CEO hat and I'll say, well, if I were a credit union CEO, this is what I would do.
Right. Well, you know the industry backwards and forwards.
Well, that's maybe.
Great question for you then, to answer.
And then if I'm not sure, it's like, you know, Kyle, I'm not exactly sure. Let me reach out to some folks out there who do this.
Awesome. Okay.
And let me get their thoughts on this kind of thing. He's very keen to understand how things work in credit unions in real time. I have to say, to hire me was an unusual thing. You know, he could have hired a half dozen other people and it'd be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a chance on me. And
I'm sure
I better work out
very well. So what were those first few days like though?
Oh.
But now, I mean, now you're like, hey, I got this wire, I know the drill, all that type of stuff. But those first few days, what were those like for
well,
you?
Well, they were terrifying. It was, I'm from Wisconsin, and I don't know if you've ever heard of a tornado party where you go out and you sit in your garage and you watch the tornado come in.
That's bold.
Because you do that because, well, I'm from Baraboo where the tornadoes, you know, don't hit down because of the bluffs. So
that's a good thing.
But anyway, I said, and I likened it to that. It's you're sitting there and you're watching this, and and especially when we're doing board meetings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He started the 14th, I started the 15th of December. We had our first board meeting on the 17th.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, is right.
Sarah.
Oh my gosh, is right. And I think I stayed up all night, and there were a few no comments. We've made up for it since then.
Exactly.
But you want to strike the right balance of concern. We are the regulator.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And we can't be cheerleaders, and we aren't cheerleaders. Anyway. Yeah, so you can just imagine.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the subjects that were there I knew something about, but not a whole lot about, so it was a crash course in a couple of things.
Do you ever, speaking of communication, besides communicating with the vice chairman, do you communicate with board member Hood and chair?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And because of sunshine laws, you know, of course none of the board members can meet outside of a board meeting.
Okay.
So my job, as well as Catherine Galicia, who is Todd Harper's chief of staff, senior policy advisor, and Lenwood Brooks, I mean, we spend a fair amount of time.
Oh, so the three of you guys.
You know, talking things through.
Gotcha.
You know, there's a fair amount of give and take, and did you know? And what's been really terrific for me is how open people are. And it just happened last week on a couple of issues.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about something that very learned on the topic, and I said, wait a second. Let me just tell you how this plays out in a credit union. And they were like, oh, we didn't know that.
See, that's a beautiful thing.
And I said, well, I'm sorry. And they said, no, we want to know this.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And so, but if you don't have access, or you don't think to go out and ask.
Mm-hmm,
so it's a little bit of pressure on me to get those things right. But I think there is certainly Kelly Lay, our new E&I director.
Mm-hmm.
She is more than willing and wants to understand. She has a long career in at the NCUA and as an examiner.
Mm-hmm.
So, but to a person. I haven't met anybody at the NCUA who doesn't want to understand.
Right.
You know, if I say, well, that doesn't really ring true, they'll say, well, tell me how.
Yeah.
And if I say, well, if I bring in a credit union person to tell you how it doesn't work, will you? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So no one has pushed back. No one has pushed back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of segues into my next question that just kind of popped in my head. It's like, how do you make the vice chairman's job easier and vice versa? How does he make your job easier? I think it's the communication thing that you were talking about earlier, right?
Yeah, certainly. He's very direct.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes, he's very direct. And so if if I might offer some suggestions for comments. He'll say them in a different way than I would say them. But he's very direct, and one way he makes things easier for me is and everybody's heard him say this, he'll say, pretend I'm a 5-year-old and explain to me. So it forces it forces me to completely understand the topic and to take it from the ground up. And so often when you ask somebody to explain something difficult, they start in the middle and you nod and you still don't understand it. Kyle absolutely needs, wants, and demands to understand from the ground up what it means. So that's been very good for me. I'd like to think I make his life easier just by, you know, just telling him this is how it really, you know, in my experience, you know, and it's not perfect, but in my experience, this is what I have seen. And he likes that.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to see it. He wants to understand.
That makes them make better decisions when they have that information. So, like it or not, they have to have that type of stuff for them to make a better decision.
Yes.
Good stuff. Last question on this topic. I could sit here and ask you 1,000
it's
questions.
So much, I got to say, best job ever. Best job ever.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
But what do you want credit unions out there to know that they don't know about the NCUA? Because you mentioned earlier about the commentary, which was a great piece of practical information that will help out tremendously.
Right.
Is there something out there that you going into this, gosh, you know, credit unions really didn't know? I'm sure they know a lot of things, but
is there something
that you would want to enlighten?
Yeah, you know, if I could say this, when I first got to the NCUA, I was terrified. Will I even be able to talk to my friends in the credit union movement? No, seriously. Will I be able to talk to them? And what I'm finding is that we in the credit union, on the credit union side, put everybody, maybe not on a pedestal, but we keep them at arm's length. And the truth of the matter is, you can pick up the phone, you know, and you can call someone and get up. For example, we had the new call reporting stuff, and I have a friend who's a credit union CEO who's kind of whining about it, and not whining, but just saying, this is going to be difficult. I said, well, how about this? Why don't I put you together with the people that did this, and maybe they can learn from you what's hard about this.
Tremendous.
And what, so they spent, you know, I mean, 4 hours, which is a lot of time, but our people learned, okay, this is where we might be able to improve this. She learned that she's got people at the NCUA that she can call. I mean, we've got, what is it, 1,300 employees? You ought to be able to pick up and call the phone. And if you don't feel like you can, call me.
That's
you know, call me. And Kyle would say the same thing.
Kyle would say
the same thing. So yeah, we're not as removed and as remote.
As people think. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good to know. Oh my gosh, what great insight.
All right.
Thank you so much for that, Sarah.
All right.
Last question. Now I want to get to the conference.
Yes. Oh yeah. Wasn't this
There's
fun?
This conference.
Yes. Wasn't this fun? Yes.
This was awesome. So what are your thoughts on the conference? What are some of your highlights or takeaways based on your current profession?
I love the guy this morning, Marcus Buckingham. Marcus Buckingham. And, you know, coincidentally, do work that you love. And maybe the reason I loved it so much is because I'm really relating to that right now.
That's
cool. But his message was very, very clear. He also talked about the individual, and I have found that to be so true, that that if you can cultivate and if you can let people be the best at whatever they're best at, they will give you 110%, and you'll be able to do remarkable, magical things with a team where everybody is at, you know, operating at their peak. That was great.
Maybe a last question here for you.
You keep
deliberating in my brain. What do you want to take back? What do you want to take away from here? Because I know Kyle Hauptmann, he's here as well. That was my first interview of the conference, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So what do you guys want to take back from this conference? Because I know NCUA, I know the three board members, they've been out and about,
right.
which is really refreshing to see. Yeah. And a lot of them out at really technology-oriented
yes.
events and things like
yep.
that, which is really cool to see.
I have to say Kyle has a lot of that, you know.
Oh,
he's responsible
that.
For a lot of that. I mean, both the other board members
sure, sure.
have their own thing, and certainly Rodney is in board memberhood is, mm-hmm. you know, interested, has been interested in fintech for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but what do I want to take back? You know, that we're, that the credit unions are out here trying their very best. And, you know, what are things, you know, what is standing in their way from a regulatory that is unnecessary, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What are things, yeah. what if there are regulations with regard to lending or anything that we should be spending time on mm-hmm. but not wasting time
yeah,
on?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I hope people understand is when they complain about the NCUA, and we're not perfect, but it really helps if you can be specific.
Yeah.
I'm not yeah. kidding you. You know, we have this joke, it's not a joke, it's an African saying. I love this saying. It says, only the people who live in the house know where the leaks are, right? So when we say, all right, and the vice chairman Kyle says this yeah, all the time, yeah. where are the leaks?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then we'll get this answer, leaks are bad.
Yes, they are.
Yes, leaks are bad.
Yes,
so
are.
tell me, there's got to be, we've got to start somewhere,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so I think we're slowly building up a list of things that, you know, credit unions have a lot of compliance, you know, responsibilities
mm-hmm,
out
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that. We don't want to be the ones to add the unnecessary.
Right, right. Which was what Kyle's message was the other day. So
right.
don't let those regulations get in the way of innovation, basically.
Right.
So yeah.
Exactly.
Great stuff, great stuff. All right, Sarah, I'm going to let you go. I promise that was my last question.
This is fun.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I wish we could do like an hour
I'm sure nobody else would enjoy it.
Oh, they would. Are you kidding me? This was spectacular.
All
so,
right.
Sarah Bank, thank you so
All
much.
Right. Thank you.
You rock. Thank you so much for doing what you do for the industry and then being this special advisor, being a special advisor, wow,
yeah.
to NCUA. It's
thank
just
you.
A great, great
Well, and
us.
You too.
Well, thank Michael. You.
And you too.
We aim to please.
All right.
All right, Sarah, thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Thank you.
There she is, Sarah Bank.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.